Hello all. I'm very happy today because I have the pleasure to be joined by Dimitris Petrilis, CEO and co-founder of Infinate, the new app in open banking here in Greece. Hi, Dimitris.
Hello, pleasure meeting you.
You too, my friend. It's very good. We will have a chance to discuss a bit about you, your team, Infinite app, the next steps, your vision, and anything else actually around entrepreneurship. I would love to start by just giving you some time to say a few things about yourself and the team and how you actually got started with this project.
Okay, great. Again, thank you very much for the invitation. Infinite Applications was established in 2014, and back then we were doing IT strategy consulting for banks. But approximately in the late 2017, we started seeing a great opportunity with open banking. Back then, there was no PSD2, and banks did not have any APIs or anything like that. But we thought that it would be great to be able to manage your accounts and cards from one place. We developed the first version of our application back then, but we decided to wait before going live until PSD2 came out, which is a directive by the European Banking Authority and European Central Bank that forces banks to open up APIs to applications such as Infinite application. In 2019, when open banking and PSD2 came into effect in Europe, we were ready to go live with our application. Since then, things have evolved greatly and have added a lot of features. I'll be more than happy to discuss about these features during the course of this discussion.
Yes, perfect. Thanks for the introduction. Open banking is something that is a quite hot topic lately, and we can see many different companies, taking different approaches on how they can tackle different issues on the spectrum of finance and banking in general. So, can you just give us a bit introduction of how your tool specifically works right now?
Yes, of course. I mean, right now our application is live and we have 1,000 users primarily in Greece, but we support 6 countries and 160 banks. So our users can see all their banking accounts and cards from our application, which is available as a mobile app, but also as a web application. They can manage their finances holistically and also carry out bank transfers from one account to another. However, what we have seen is that open banking and financial management is starting to become a commodity. And this is why we are differentiating ourselves by providing the ability through open banking data to create intelligent leads for merchants. Also, we're planning to make Infinite a payment method for physical and e-commerce transactions.
Okay, that's very interesting. So practically, once I download the app, I can go there, attach all my banking accounts of any bank. You mentioned 163 banks. And then I can have access to all these different accounts. I can easily move money between each one of these and then see exactly what is happening across all my financial places, correct?
That's correct. And also, there's automatic transaction categorization. So it's easy to see, for example, how much money you're spending on supermarket, how much money you're spending on utility bills, and so on. Furthermore, because we store this transactional data, obviously, we don't store any sensitive information. So it's absolutely secure. What we do is we run data mining algorithms. So we can deduce if you're spending too much across a specific category. So, for example, you may be spending too much money on your car insurance. And based on this data, we will provide you products from affiliated merchants that will help you improve your finances. So in the case that I mentioned earlier, you will receive an offer. You may receive an offer from an affiliated insurance company that will give you a better price than what you already have, basically.
That's great. I'm sure I'm just spending too much on a few categories I have in mind right now. And I would love to see exactly because it's very hard, especially if you have two or three cards for different reasons. It's very hard to understand exactly where you're spending. So it feels like this is something that I really need, and I'm happy that you're doing that already. So can you just when it comes to this, so you mentioned the affiliates and all the other partners, how does it work for them?
Okay, so for them, the first step is to onboard the merchant, okay, and the affiliate. We onboard them, first of all, we onboard them through a very strict process because we need to make sure that indeed they offer value to our end users. Okay, so after we onboard them, what we do is we provide them two channels of communications, let's say, with our end users. The first channel is to directly communicate to the end user by and provide them an offer based on the transactional behavior, so something that will improve their finances. And the second way of communicating with the end customer is through our application. So they have the ability through an API to provide them offers from within our mobile and web application.
I see, I see. And this is all because of the open banking systems, correct?
Correct, correct. Because
Yeah.
open banking data allows us to have a good understanding of where our users are spending their money. And also, it allows us to do peer comparison. So we categorize users into peer groups. And based on peer group comparison, we can understand whether a person is spending too much money on a specific transaction category.
I see. That's very interesting. So, practically, I will have this one up. You will help me understand better myself and my financial behavior, and you will help me just reduce some of the costs and get some nice offers based on my profile.
Correct, correct. This offer functionality is something that we're developing. We're already doing a proof of concept with an affiliate energy company here in Greece with very good results. So fairly soon we'll be able to automate this and onboard further merchants.
Very good. So if I'm a merchant, I would love to get in touch with you. What is the process for that?
So, first of all, there's a good chance that we will get in touch with you first if you're a merchant, because right now we're in the process of hiring people to do B2B sales for this purpose exactly, to contact merchants. But if you want to proactively get in touch with us, you can do that through our website. There's a contact us form, or you can give us a call, or through social media. So it's easy to find us.
Yes, I know, I know. I will you can find everything on their website, and
Oh,
I've seen
correct.
you. I'm also a user, so I know that you have been working with this, and you're constantly adding new features on the app, and thank you for that. I would like to ask you about a few next steps, because you've told me a few things that you're working on and something that you would like to achieve in the next few years. So do you want to give us like an overview of what we can expect from the app?
Yes, of course. So, as I said, right now we're working on automating this lead generation process. Also, we're working on making infinite the payment method for physical and e-commerce transactions. This will have huge benefits for the merchants because, apart from the fact that it's going to be a cost-effective way to accept payments, also there's instant settlement of transactions, which is a huge benefit for the merchants. Also, going forward, we're going to add them. Additional functionality, and we're not going to develop all of it. A lot of it is going to come through collaborations. So we want to provide the wealth management capabilities, the ability to buy cryptos, to buy insurance products, to automatically pay your utility bills. So in a nutshell, to create an open banking super app that will serve our customers holistically.
I see. So practically, we have just this one app, and I can do everything from inside, buy my stuff and pay my bills. I guess I can transfer money to my friends
Correct.
easily from one place. That's very good, very nice. You mentioned about the collaborations with other startups and other companies that are, in the same space. And I know that you've been in this industry for a long time now. And there are many new technologies and other things that are currently just improving the way that we manage our financials. So what are, some technologies or other things that you see that could be very beneficial for us in the years ahead?
Okay, sure. So first of all, I see huge benefit in the way open banking is evolving. Okay, I don't want to get into the details, into technical details of technologies, but I think that open banking is evolving, and from PSD2, we're moving to PSD3. Open banking is going to include additional products Right now, we don't see any lending products, any interest-bearing products in open banking, but this will be part of open banking in the future. And as we get more and more data, this creates even more value on what applications such as Infinet can offer to the end user and to the merchants. So I guess that what I'm seeing as a major technological and business advantage is the fact that we're going to get richer and richer data. And in turn, the insights from this data is going to be more useful for both individual businesses and also for the merchants.
Yes, yes, I totally agree. Thank you for that. It's very interesting to see that, you know, things are changing constantly. You can now open up a new bank account just from your phone. And this is just the first step on this. Thank you for that. Back to Infinet, I know that you've been working, other than the product itself, you've been working on a few things. So do you want to give us like an overview of what are the operational or venture development things that you're working on currently?
Okay, sure. So yes, you're quite right that we're working on our product a lot. At the same time, we're growing our team significantly. We're growing our team here in Greece domestically, but also we outsource part of the development externally, and we're trying to bring this in-house as much as possible. Furthermore, we're hiring people for B2B sales because we want to attract as many merchants as possible. And for that, we're going to use, apart from the digital channels, also the more traditional sales approach. And we're very actively seeking for funding because we want to expand not only our product and our team, but also we want to expand geographically. And we have a lot of significant spending projected for digital marketing activities in many different countries. As I mentioned, we already support 6 countries, but actively right now we are promoting our solution only in Greece. So we want to promote our solution to the other countries as well. And these countries include Spain, Portugal, Italy, France, and Romania, and soon Cyprus.
Very nice. So I'm keeping two things out of this. First of all, if you're someone who's looking for a role in the finance space and you're around product development or B2B sales, please contact Dimitris directly. And the second one is if you're an investor, jump into the action now that you still have the time, because you know things go very, very quickly, and I'm sure that you know you will expand in these countries and even more in the next months, I would say, from what I understand. Thank you for that, Dimitris. Let me go back, because you're a person that you have started a couple of companies. You're working in a very active company in the sector of energy here in Greece. So, do you have any tips around, you know, entrepreneurship? What were some things that you would like to give as advice to aspiring entrepreneurs, or what are some of the problems that you maybe have faced during your journey so far?
Yeah, sure. I guess that persistence is something that you need to have as an entrepreneur. It's difficult, first of all, to convince of other people of your idea, and if you are at the very early stage, that's even more difficult. So I think you need to work hard to have at least a minimum viable product. As soon as you have this product, then you need to test it. The common mistake that most founders do is that they fall in love with their own product and they don't see the flaws. It's kind of like having a child. You always think that your child is the most beautiful child in the world, right? But yes. Typically, this is not the case, and you have to accept the fact that you may need to adapt, pivot, change your idea, etc. In my case, to be honest, and quite often, this is a tip for the okay, I'm going to use the word in quotes, older entrepreneurs myself. It's sometimes there are no shortcuts, right? I mean, you have to accumulate experience first and then utilize this experience to build your company and to build a solid company. And you have to find people that believe in you. And it's more important than finding money, right? Because in our case, we found the owner and founder of Vattenfall, one of the largest energy companies in Greece, believed in our idea, And this helped us tremendously, not financially only, but also in terms of guidance, assistance, mentoring, support, and so on. So these are the few tips.
Yes, I guess all this support, like the personal support also is very important in this case.
Correct.
Yes, as you said, the consistency, it needs to be always there. And you know, sometimes it feels like, you know, things are not moving, but if you keep persisting and you know, trying to achieve your goals, it's always something that works. One other thing is, because I didn't mention earlier, but Infinite is part of the Visa Innovation Program, and this also includes some mentoring workshops and, you know, potential collaborations with our partners here. How do you think this helps companies evolve or accelerate, let's say, their growth towards their vision?
Okay, so first of all, for us, it's a great honor to be part of this program, and it helps us in a number of ways. So first of all, especially for applications that are into the fintech space, being part of the Visa Innovation Program itself gives credibility to the company. So the fact that Visa and Crowd Policy and all the other participants of this program believe at Infinite creates trust for our own users. Secondly, Visa has a huge ecosystem, and this ecosystem consists of banks, it consists of merchants, it consists of other affiliate companies, and this ecosystem for us is extremely useful. So for us, it will give us the space to essentially test some of our ideas, our current and future ideas, and gives us access to a lot of merchants, which is very important for us. And furthermore, all the experience that has been accumulated through Visa and its partners is going to help us make sure that our product has the right fit and also the right roadmap.
Yes, I see. And we are also very honored that you're part of this, and we're very happy to have you here. It's we can see the potential. We are sure that, you know, things will get very big very quickly. And we are very happy to be part of your journey, as you know, being
thank
here
you
to help you with across everything that, of course. No, thank you. Look, this was a pleasure. We're very happy. We will have a chance to talk again. I would like just to say once again, reach out to Dimitris, reach out to the Infinite team. You can find them in infinite.eu. You can also download the app directly. You can start using it. It's live, and more things are coming very soon. So Dimitris, back to you. If you have a few words you would like to say to our listeners.
Yes, first of all, I would like to thank you very much for this opportunity. I really appreciate the time that you have given me. And also, one last comment from my side is that I believe in collaboration. So even if you are another fintech, if you are a potential customer, if you are a merchant, or you have any interest in open banking or at Infinite, I'd be more than happy to share experience, to talk with you, brainstorm. So I believe in collaboration, and I'd be happy to talk to anybody that believes that I can add value.
Thank you very much. Reach out to Dimitris, find him on LinkedIn. I know that he's not just saying that. He's really a person who wants to talk with you know, people that are interested and have the same values and vision. And thanks once again for being with us. Thanks for your time, and we will talk very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye, Dimitris.
Bye.